A top North Korean official arrives in the United States today to discuss the possible summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The official is Kim Yong-chul. He's a former intelligence chief, and he's thought to be the North Korean dictator's right-hand man. He is also widely believed to be behind the 2010 sinking of a South Korean Navy vessel in which 46 people were killed. Soo-mi Terry was a senior analyst on Korean issues at the CIA, and she joins me on the line. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me on.
So you were inside the CIA dealing with North Korean issues. Can I assume that Kim Yong-chul was someone you were familiar with and tracked?
Yes, I mean, he's been around for many, many years. He served Kim Il-sung, Kim Jong-il, and now Kim Jong-un. And obviously, he's somebody who Kim Jong-un trusts very much. When Kim Jong-un came into power, he purged hundreds of people, but Kim Yong-chul survived. Not only did he survive, he's top advisor to Kim Jong-un.
What can you tell us about this guy? What should we know?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, he is someone who was responsible for, or he was a mastermind behind the 2010 Cheonan sinking, a South Korean vessel that killed 46 sailors. He was a mastermind behind Yeonpyeongdo, the South Korean island shelling, and also even Sony hacking. So he is somebody who could be very ruthless, but very, very smart, and obviously has trust of the leader, Kim Jong-un.
So I know for many of the reasons you're describing, he's under U.S. sanctions specifically. Does that mean there was maybe a debate or some bureaucratic stuff that the administration had to go through to get him to even be able to enter the country?
And I think that's why he's actually in New York rather than Washington, D.C. But clearly, he's the one that we need to deal with because it's Kim Jong-un and Kim Yong-chul who's making all the decisions. And he was Mike Pompeo's counterpart. He's the person that Secretary Pompeo has been dealing with. So if you want to get to the bottom of what does North Korea really intend when Kim Jong-un sits down with Trump, we need to sit down and have a conversation with Kim Yong-chul.
Okay, so you're saying, though, that he is in New York and not Washington. Is that because the United Nations is in New York and it's easier to bring someone who's under sanctions into that city? It would take a lot more bureaucratic work to get him down to Washington.
I assume that is why he's flying to New York or he's coming to New York versus Washington, D.C. Last time a high-level North Korean official came, he came to Washington, D.C. in 2000, Chung Myung-nok, and met with Bill Clinton. So why does Kim Yong-chul, why does he have to go to New York and not Washington, D.C.? This is only my assumption.
So it sounds like from what you're saying that the goal for the United States here is to get as close to Kim Jong-un as possible and to find someone who can give a real sense for what President Trump would be dealing with if that face-to-face meeting happens. Is that right?
I think that's absolutely right. I think there's no other person that we can talk to right now that really can speak for Kim Jong-un. Maybe his sister can, but obviously Kim Yong-chul is somebody that has, again, trust of Kim Jong-un and can speak and negotiate on behalf of Kim Jong-un.
Is it interesting that members of the intelligence community are so involved here? I mean, on the U.S. side, it was Mike Pompeo, who, you know, is now Secretary of State, obviously, but he was CIA director when he went to North Korea. Now you have a military intelligence official being tasked with coming to New York. Why would members of the intelligence community be playing such a role here?
I think it's because Pompeo, when he was a director of CIA, just happened to have just play that role under President Trump, and Trump also trusts Pompeo. So he just happened to be a CIA, and he's the one who sort of started this discussion. And it's interesting that it's all intelligence service from three countries, not only North Korea, but also in South Korea, too. Seo-hoon, who is a director of the National Intelligence Service, is also involved in a lot of these discussions. So it is noteworthy that in all three countries, intelligence service is involved because CIA usually does not play a role in diplomacy and this kind of discussion.
What might that tell us about this summit?
Well, I do think, though, that, you know, I do have faith in my former colleagues at CIA. These guys know North Korea inside out. They have very clear-eyed view of North Korea and perspective. So I do think that if this summit does take place, it's unusual, but I do have confidence that it's people who know about North Korea. They are sitting down with each other and having this discussion.
So this might be the administration saying our best hope to really make sure we have covered all of our bases here is to use the CIA and intelligence officials who know everything there is possibly to know about this country.
Well, we've tried everything else before. We tried normal channel. This is 25 years of dealing with North Korea. We had many six-party talks and diplomacy done with the State Department and so on. So I think, you know, we'll just try this. We're now having a meeting at the highest level. So we'll see what happens.
Sue Mee Terry is a former CIA analyst. She currently works for the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.